I was very pleased to be able to say just a few words, and even though I haven't met him, I have a kind of bottomless gratitude for this tradition and for the what it has, how it has helped me on my path, and also to have somebody like Lumpo Sumedho who has also embodied that kind of teaching in himself of the ability to give you the confidence to be totally yourself, for the worse or the better. And I noticed that in the early years he never shared any teaching, any stories of Ajahn Chah with us, and I thought that was wonderful. I thought he was kind of totally gone beyond the anecdotes and the personal. But I realized that, like Paul Breiter, he had spent enough time with the teacher to go beyond the inspiration period down to the hell of, desperation, and still probably struggling through through these dark periods of, or memories or whatever. You know, occasionally Ajahn Sumedho will say, well, it wasn't always easy to work with Ajahn Chah, you know, there's all these inspiring kind of stories about him, but one never talks about other moments when it was really incredibly difficult and you hated him, and and I didn't think you wanted to share all that too personally with us yet. So it's very nice to be able to hear so many different experiences and different kind of understanding and effects his teaching has had on each one.